Okay. So what I do is I think
it's not your turn. Oh, okay. You're being attacked.
All right.
So we're gonna do this two.
All right. Let's get it together.
Two tenty, two mouth.
Ew.
All right.
The name of our porn.
See, that's better. Two tenty, two mouth. All right. That's a 13. All right. So the two tentacles are a 27 and a 21.
Gross.
So those are gonna be a hit. So you're rolling two Constitution saving throws. For me, I had a 15 and a 2, so that's not going to hit.
All right, so that would be a 19 and a 12.
All right, so you're fine.
Great.
But you are. Here's the amount of damage you're going to take out of the three attacks that did hit. Are you ready?
Cool. Yeah. Well.
All right. So
I'm ready.
You're going to take 19 damage.
What?
Yes.
You're still fine.
19 damage from that.
Can you move?
And then that's what happens. And that sort of ends the centipede swarm. And then it becomes Bay's turn. And Bay is this great orange cat who thinks that you all are having a great time with it.
What?
Play time with the centipedes. And the two that are in what I like to call the Mel Zone will receive...
The Mystery Zone. We don't know.
The Mystery Zone, obviously... It is a dead-on description for the cat Melvin that was said to be lost in the sewers.
Help me, Melvin.
Melvin's doing all right. Because that's a plus. Yeah, yeah. Hi, so cat. Melvin. Melvin's a great name. Mm. All right, so Melvin does paw them. They are launched to the back of the room. They hit the poop stream, waterfall.
The ones that just attacked me?
No, the ones that were in the cat zone, which are hero in purple. You're not in the cat zone.
Good. Okay, good.
Kai, roll another perception check.
All righty.
15. With disadvantage, sorry.
15.
Okay. Cooper's not on your body.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
What? Where is he? Cooper!
And
Cooper!
Oh my god.
All right, and so then those two in the back are going to actually hand Cooper over here.
No!
Give me Cooper. My mom. Hand him. Give him here.
Thank you.
He hisses.
Nope. And that is. Sorry, I'm just doing the damage on those. On them Santies. Damage on them Santees. Oh, that's where it is. Oh, that's the paper I stained with coffee. Great.
Is Cooper helping me out? All
right, and after Melvin swats the shit out of those, sends him flying back into the poop stream, Griana, it is your turn.
Thank God. Great club time again. I go up to the one that's close to me. Which one's that?
So there are two on top of Zill's petrified body right now.
All
right. And there are two on the ground at you. Looking at you like you snack.
Well, I go up to Zill's petrified body, of course. I got you. And I just take a big swing up and to knock both of them with my great club.
Let's walk through the fine line of...
It's Griana who kills Zill.
No! Horizontally. So, I don't go straight down on Zill.
Well, they're
on my body.
So they're 5-foot-long centipedes.
All right, can I kick them off?
You're going to have to roll a strength throw to, like, grab them and pull them off.
Fine, I'll do that.
All right.
Here I go, I'm coming for your Zill. Coming for your Zill, it's your girl, Griana.
You get two. Oh. It has to be an attack. You're gonna bone.
Okay, I'm counting this as an attack. Okay. She'll roll unarmed damage as well.
Oh shit. Okay.
So you get just because it's the crushing of the exoskeleton.
Yeah. Okay, so what do I add?
Add your strength.
Alright, so it's a plus so it's 11.
And you get to roll another one.
And I roll another. Okay, yeah, so that's 20. Fine. 20.
Alright, so you pull both of them off.
21.
Okay, 21. You pull both of the centipedes that are on Zill off, and you manage to get them onto the ground. Roll 1d4 unarmed damage for each one of them.
I'm an idiot.
Probably.
I have plus 8 to my saving throws, and I just didn't...
That would be a 2.
Plus strength?
Sure.
So it's a 5.
And then roll again.
Oh, I'm so dumb.
So it's a 7.
So a 5 and a 7?
Yeah, 12. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
it's just separate.
All right, so you pull them off, Zill. You a hero, Zill. Make a Constitution saving throw.
12.
So you feel you feel your senses begin to return to your body as you're trying to mentally encourage yourself to move past this. You may attack this turn, but you are going to take disadvantage.
Even if it, how would I do that with magic?
Oh, with magic. No, magic's going to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, magic's going to hit.
So I do the same thing, except instead of Snilux Snowball Storm, I'm going to cast Sword Burst. It's not going to do as much damage, but it's
how many feet ring is it?
I think it's 5 feet. Same thing.
All right.
Except it just does 1d6.
Okay.
One.
One damage?
It's 1 force damage, but they also have to make a dexterity saving throw.
To either take
1 damage or...
Zero. I'm going to give you the one. I'm going to go out of my way. Griana,
that's what I get for using a cantrip.
Take 1 damage.
What?
Griana takes 1 damage because you're within 5 feet of Sil.
I just saved you.
And the centipedes are going to take 1 damage as well. You laugh, but it looks that's like every point's going to count here. So.
This is what I get.
And with that, Kai, I'm back up to you.
Oh, forget the fucking morning storm. Getting these bitches off of me.
There are none on you right now.
Oh, cool.
If you look at your, it looks like you've been standing so close to Melvin's little play zone at this point. Melvin has been doing a pretty good job of keeping you not completely swarmed all the time. All
right, cool. Let me take a look at this board. All right, I give Melvin a quick wink and a nod, and I go to the closest centipede to me. Or are there any on Zil?
Yeah, there are two by Zil. There are three. There are two like about to be able to crawl onto Griana. There are two about to be able to crawl onto Zil, and there's one that looks like it's going to decide between the two of them in the next few minutes. Gross. Two few seconds. Sorry.
Okay. I go to the one closest towards Zil, and the one that's like.
All right. So you are moving.
Can I still make an attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, well, fuck the Morningstar. Mama's just going to go full fist on this one. We're going al natural on this fight.
I have a question for you. Nope. Stay true to your character. All right. Yep. Fist him.
Fist
those centipedes.
All right. I am pissed.
Number two.
Ooh, baby.
what do I add to just fists?
Your strength.
What was your
saying?
Slurps up.
Bitches. Or yum.
I feel like a barbarian enraged, though, should get a bonus to unarmed damage. So I'm going to improvise that right now.
Doesn't she get an advantage?
It's a +5. 17.
So 17's going to hit. I'm going to say that you... I'd say instead of a d4, it'd be a d6, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to roll a d6 and add your strength.
Okay. 7.
So 7 damage to... Okay.
Do you get only one attack?
Yeah, but I have... advantage on a bunch of
things. Too.
No, okay. That's
later level.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so you managed to start stomping on one. It's still up and kicking. But you do
full
manage.
Savage.
Yeah. And so after Kai, y'all know what time it is.
Hammer time.
Centipedes coming for your bodies. Look at their arms, their tentacles crawling, advancing to swarm your face.
Boo, 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 boo. Get away, I'll kill you with my shoo. If this is real life.
Kai.
Yeah.
You have 2 on you. Rock, paper, scissors, you 2.
Wait, do you do shoot? Do you do rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Sure, I can.
No, I'm just wondering. Okay, I don't either.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I thought.
Oh, I don't know.
Rock,
you
paper,
do
scissors.
Do shoot.
And then, yeah, if
so
you do
I
it
guess
on,
I did a shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Dang
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
So.
That's what I get for hitting you.
Here's how the swarms are looking this time. Kai, you are currently dealing with 2. Zil, you are currently dealing with 3. And Griana, you are currently dealing with 2.
Great.
So we're going to do these very quickly.
Get ready for the pain now. Get ready for it.
All right. So we're going to go this way. Kai, 2 centipedes, 2 mouth, 2 tenti. Tenti, mouth. So that is going to be a... 15 and a above 20. So that's only 1 tenny is going to hit you?
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead and roll a constitution saving throw.
Oh,
and
I get advantage on this. So 19 plus 8.
All right,
eight.
You're fine. Okay. So you are going to take 4 poison damage. And then the 2 bites are going to be a 13 and a 10. So I don't think either of those hit you, right?
No.
Okay. All right, that is you. Then next closest, Zil, you have 3 on you right now. Mm-hmm. That is a total of 6 rolls, 3 mm-hmm. mouth, 3 tenty. Let's do it. Tenty, mouth. All right, on the tentacles, you have an above 20, a 15, and a 16. Do all 3 hit? Great. 3 constitution saving throws.
18, 11.
Okay.
And a 12.
You're fine. You are on those going to take.
I'm probably going to get knocked out.
15 damage.
Yikes.
And then on the bites, you're being swarmed right now. There is a 15, a 22, and a 14.
Oh, I'm knocked out.
All right.
I have negative one hit points. I have negative one hit points.
Oh, all right, what? So when you drop to 0 hit points, you either die outright or fall unconscious, as explained in the following section. So she has not taken more than half of her current in one hit, or else Zil would immediately die. However, she has fallen unconscious.
Oh, my God.
Normally, you would roll a death saving throw on the beginning of your turn. You would either fail or succeed. 10 below, 10 or above, succeed. 9 or below, fail. It is either 3 successes to maintain your life, to just be unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
If you make 3 failures, you have passed away.
Oh, fuck.
What? Can I use good berries?
Yes, force hypothetically.
Good berries.
Yes.
Lesser restoration?
Here's the thing. Damage at 0 hit points.
Yes.
If you take any damage, will you have 0 hit points? You suffer a death to saving throw failure.
What?
2 attacks were just done to you with a success. So I will need you to mark 2 death saving throws as already complete.
What? Okay, when's my turn?
And, Griana, now we will resolve these centipedes that are attacking you.
But can I do
it's the centipede's
move?
Turn right now. So there are 2 on you right now, which means 4 attacks in total. 2 mouth, 2 tentacles.
Great.
That is... Of course, now I start. It's a 2, a 2, a 3, and a 5. So they're all going to miss.
Yay!
But they're still kind of just, like, swarming around your body, pawing at your legs.
Of course.
And with that, it is Melvin's turn. Melvin, there are no centipedes by him, and he seems remiss to leave his archway. So he is hanging out. He's hissing a bunch. He's sort of kneading the grate below him. Griana, it is your turn.
All right, so I'm going to go to Zil, and I'm going to give her some good berries.
Okay.
First of all, Zil.
How am I going to eat them?
It's a magic ingredient, right?
Yeah.
It is along the druidic forces that give druids power that gives this its sort of healing property. The fact that it is like consumption, like even in your mouth at the beginning of the digestion.
Okay.
It'll be absorbed into your bloodstream, into your psyche. It will work.
I do it by like touch, I'm pretty sure.
You bet?
I do it by like touch.
No, good berries is a physical
you cast
form
it,
of...
They're physical berries.
So since you're a ranger and you're so accustomed to nature,
yeah.
You have the ability and this connection with just the earth itself
yes.
that you can conjure up these berries.
Okay, Zil, wake up. Wake up, Zil. Okay, and I plug her nose... And mm-hmm. then her mouth opens, and I shove a bunch of good berries
how
in
many?
Her mouth, and I chomp with her jaw. I just do
yeah.
like chomp. I don't know how many I have.
You can make 10 at a time.
Oh, I put 10 in her mouth.
But, all right. It depends on how many times you cast.
Well, I cast it once, obviously. So it's 10, and then I put it in her mouth, and I like force feed it.
Okay. Force, so,
yes.
Zil. Mm-hmm. You may take away those death saving throws.
Thank you.
You are back up to 10 hit points.
What? I did it?
You did it.
Oh, my God.
Kai. I would like to assess.
I'm not awake, though, right? I'm still unconscious.
You're coming to.
Okay.
I would like to hear about where Kai is at.
Kai's.
Because from an outsider's point of view, Cooper is gone.
What?
And Zill almost just died. Hypothetically, this could be a failure of several promises you've made. Where is Kai at?
She's exploding. She is. She goes to the closest slug, centipede, fuckwad, and just fucking like, just like
punching bag.
Like literally shows it no fucking mercy. Sorry, Cameron, for that.
And she.
Sorry for the swears.
Hold on. Okay, that's a 13.
That's going to just barely hit.
Woo! Yeah! Okay,
so now I roll 6 damage.
You would roll a d6 and add your strength, yes. Okay. I assume you're just attacking the ones that are kind of on Zill's body right now?
6, yeah.
All right.
Oh my God, I'm an angry person on meth. Crack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, it's good. Like. It's like it's vicious. Like there is a fire inside of me, and it's like I'm not even like freaking out or sad. I'm just fucking pissed. Like it's literally like I could explode, like right. Into a million amethyst specks.
So in this sort of, this first encounter with this, this fear-based outrage, which is a very powerful thing. You do manage to hit two of the centipedes that were sort of in its wake. And you, let me just mark that real quick. So 6, and you were just blind rage right now. There is no tactical accession. There is no stratagem at this point. There has been no truer encapsulation for you of the sheer rage that a barbarian can be prone to.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a Kai in a right mind would have done something different, but that is not where you're at right now. Mm-hmm. And at this point, the three of you group together over Zill's body are swarmed. So all of these centipedes are on you as a group right now.
Oh my God.
What?
So one is going to be on Zill. Ugh. 3 will be on Griana. 3 will be on Kai.
Okay.
Zill, I will resolve yours first. Mm-hmm. I almost rolled D4s for my D20 roll.
You can do that.
It's a 1 and a 2.
Well, that doesn't hit.
It's a 1 on the bite, so that's automatically not going to do it. And then it is an 12 on the tentacles, and that's not going to do it either. So you, through sheer grace, are saved. Brianna, we're going to do you
Thank
now.
You gosh,
so
boy.
So that's 3 of 3. 3 mouth, 3 tenti.
Got it.
That is, Jesus Christ, I am nowhere in between right now. So that's what you rolled on. Get back there. All right. So a really interesting thing happens at this point. As they're sort of converging on your body, you see two of the centipedes kind of begin to fight. Over you, like who gets who?
No, I want to ask her out.
Yeah, no, it's you're dibbing. They're dibsing a piece of pizza, and so there you see sort of this scent aggression, as it's sort of called in the forums. And you see them actually, the two sort of get tangled up in this fight, and you see two of them fall off you, and they're managing to not attack you this turn due to the sheer amount of natural ones I just rolled. I just rolled 3 natural ones.
Holy shit.
Hell yeah, you did.
Yeah, and this is getting weird. And then the other one, who I guess is a centimeter wiser than the rest of them, that is going to be a 14. Does a 14 hit?
off my AC.
Mm-hmm.
I do have an AC of 14, so.
And that means it hits.
Okay.
So, I'm going to need you to roll Constitution saving throw.
That's going to be an 8.
Okay. So, you are going to take 3 damage. Okay. And perhaps the panic of sort of the situation you found yourself in is sort of preventing the mental overcoming of the poison that begins to run through your system. God. And just like that, you feel an immense amount of tingling in your body.
What? Seriously?
You feel your joints freeze.
No.
And your muscles tense. And you cannot move.
Oil can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
What?
Kai?
Oh.
There are 3 on you.
Hell.
3 on me?
Yep.
Okay.
3 mouth, 3 tenty. I am now rolling attacks. You have resistances. Let's be fair. All right. So the first. All right. We're not gonna. Okay. So two tentacles attacks are gonna hit, and 1 bite is. So I'm going to need you to roll 2 Constitution saving throws.
Cool. Get advantage in both. 16 plus 8. So that's 24.
Okay, so you're fine. You are not suffering the same affliction that Griana is.
Thank fucking God. I'm so sorry.
I don't know how this happened.
5 halved is 3, so you're taking 3 damage, and then 10 damage. So you're taking a total of 13 damage right now.
Holy shit. Okay. Okay.
Then it is Melvin. Melvin hisses a little.
Yay,
Griana.
Oh, Melvin!
It's because we're not by him.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't do anything. I'm paralyzed.
Yeah, so go ahead and roll a Constitution saving throw.
Okay. 4.
Yikes.
You are trying to mentally persevere through this, and you are
failing.
Actually, like, emotionally, losing the meat shop was pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
Emotionally, your parents becoming half dead was pretty hard.
Uh-huh. That ain't that the truth.
This is mentally the hardest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Zill, it's your turn. You are barely gripping consciousness. You are on the ground.
Yes, I am.
You're going to spend your movement getting up, I assume.
Is it on top of me?
They're not on top of you.
Can I still move, or is that my movement?
You can spend your movement getting up.
Okay. Then I get up.
Okay.
And I know I'm very weak in my state.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I'm gonna drink my healing potion.
I think that's a smart call.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that.
So, it's 2d4 plus 2.
This is a thing you could perhaps add your inspiration dice to. I'm just telling you that the offer's always on the table.
I know it is. I don't really want to. I mean, I have 16 health.
Okay.
If I fucked that up and I die, I fucked it up and I died. But
Kai, it is your turn.
So I got 3 on me? Or they did they?
They're all generally on top of all of you right now. You 3 are huddled, and you are there. There are 7 5-foot-long centipedes, just like turning you into a fucking rubber band ball right now.
Dude, okay. So I take my spear and I just fucking try to slice one in half, like slit the throat of one of them. Like I dig in deep and go.
All right, roll your attack.
All right.
Oh. By the way, from this point, sort of in this swarm state that you are in, you are not going to get to really distinguish which one you're aiming for.
Right. Yeah. That's what
it's
I figured.
It's going to be a roll.
So that's a 3. Oh, plus my attack bonus. Oops. That's a 10. I know. I'm sorry. It's a 3.
Hey, Twitter, I'd like just to also say, fuck you.
Yeah, Twitter.
You stab into nothingness. Your emotions, your rage.
You
Rage is a double-edged sword. You are seeing red. You are lucky that you did not hurt one of your friends with the sheer recklessness you just went with. But you are completely blind to that right now. And with that, it is the centipede's turn.
Fuckers.
I just have to do a small little d20 roll over here. Okay. Then another small d20 roll over here. Okay. Oh, so. God. Kai, roll a perception check.
8.
Okay.
Fucking, what is wrong with you, dice?
Oh, yeah, that's what it's going to be. So, these centipedes begin to swarm. It is feeling a little precarious. Where are the three of you at?
I don't know.
just emotionally. This is the first...
I'm, like, screaming on the inside.
I'm not in my body. I'm not there.
I'm paralyzed.
I'm mad.
Can I get a quick hit point count?
18.
28.
40.
Okay. And I will maintain there is absolute no punch pulling today. I will maintain that is exactly what I have planned from the beginning. So.
I'm mad, and I'm tired, and I'm in shock. That's where I'm at.
So something is rolling onto the initiative board, but it does roll below where the centipedes rolled. Let's do some damage. That's what's here now.
Okay.
They're trying to get you for a nice little midnight snack.
Yeah.
And that they wouldn't do anything else. So we're going to go this way, over. Mm-hmm. Kai, 3. Brianna, 3. Zil.
Yes.
So you're in the middle. They rush to you. It's a sort of protective nature. So, Kai, mm-hmm. Sydney, I would like to just invite you to look on my untouched dice. So those are the
God. What did Patty put on those dice?
Right.
Did she do to those?
So those are going to be 3 tentacle tips. Attacks that hit, so I'm going to use you to roll 3 constitution saving throws.
Oh my God. Wait, there were 3 explosions?
3 18s.
Oh, I was like, what the
my
fuck?
God.
I was okay. Like, Patty waited those times.
Oh my God.
I gotta go.
Oh no, what's happening?
Wait, I have a roll.
No, this is the other attack. There are 6 attacks.
What happened?
Right now, I just rolled 6 dice. 18, 18, 18, 18, 17, 19.
Okay, well, fuck
use
you.
Different. Use our dice.
No, hold on. You may give me whatever dice you want as of right now. I have no idea
what's
happening.
Give me some poop dice.
Okay. All right. Give her all the brown dice.
All right.
No, the poop dice does not work. Do not give me the
poop.
I'm giving her.
Oh, good. I will accept any d20.
I only have one, so.
And Sid, you may choose any d20 of mine. Okay, choose which 3 you'd like to knock out of succession as well.
Give me that purple in the middle.
Which would you like to knock out of the
place? And that was the dice mashup.
Okay. The 19.
You've gave me 3 d20s, so get rid of 3 d20s.
Oh, the tentacles.
Okay, wait.
Okay. Can I have my other d20 back, Sid?
No.
No, I'm not done yet. Hold on.
Did you roll?
Hold
you
on.
Rolled, okay.
Yeah, but I have to do advantage, so I'm...
Do you want one back?
No, I'm... Oh. I gave her one,
hold
and
on.
She didn't
just
use one of them.
Okay. Oh, this one. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I am in focus mode.
It's my 90s.
Okay, and then I got... Yeah. Okay, 18, 6, and 12. Oh, no, I have to add plus 8 to them. Okay, wait, hold on, I'm sorry. 26.
18, 6, and 12? Stop. You're fine. You do not suffer.
Even though plus 8?
You are not... The poison does not ravage your body. Okay. However, that was 6 successful attacks.
Yeah.
So let me... Count this damage real quick.
Yeah. Hey, actually, I'm going to give you some dice, too.
It would have been 24, 14, and 20.
12. You are taking, with your resistances in count, 15 damage.
Okay.
You're using half of the first dice that I ever owned.
I remember using these at my very first campaign. Mm-hmm.
Brianna?
Yes.
Six attacks.
I get to make six attacks?
I'm making six attacks.
Oh, you fucked you. All right.
All right. I feel some animosity right
There's
here.
There's a little bit of animosity. I can't move. I'm paralyzed.
I just want you to know that I rolled an 18 on the poop dice, so.
Oh!
All right. Here are the tentacle roll. Oh.
What?
You're prone.
What?
You're paralyzed.
Yeah.
You guys, what is happening?
I don't know.
I get advantage on all of my attack rolls against you.
Alright.
So.
Cool. Cool. Fun. Good for me.
It's 11.
How do I get out of this paralyzation?
Nope, so that's gonna still be. All of these are going to hit. Cool. You're still paralyzed, so you don't have to worry about making any throws.
Oh yay.
Don't be mean. Don't be mean to me.
Yay, I'm so thrilled.
Don't be mean to me because I'm being
a I get to be lazy on this one.
I will stop feeling mercy at any point. All right, so that's going to be 3, 4, 5, and then 10, 12, 13, 16, 18, 22, 24. That's 24 damage.
What?
Jeez.
Oh. On me? Hey, guys, help me. Help me.
That's 24 damage. What are your
working
hit points
on it, Griana, working
I don't have anything to help.
I now have 4 points. I now have 4 hit points.
They've encased us, right?
So we're in a circle. This point. Oh. Can everybody just roll a dexterity saving throw with advantage?
If I already have advantage on it, can I roll 3 times?
Sure.
Does yeah. that mean
That's not how that works, does that but mean for now you can.
Does that mean we roll twice?
You choose 18. The higher number.
18. 18.
Oh, 21.
18.
12.
Okay. So, have you ever watched like a BB pellet hit a water balloon?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the effect of what's happening right now, but to a much, much lesser extent. All of a sudden, you see this giant tan and black long mass of fur, easily 5 feet tall, probably 8 or 9 feet long,
a cat
with an even longer tail, just barrel into you as a group. Roll a perception check. Kai with advantage.
Wait, perception, right?
Yes.
14.
18.
11.
Oh, all right.
It took a while.
This is, albeit a very, very, very fucking huge, this is an incredibly large Cooper.
What?
Who has
what?
Come.
My buddy!
Barreling
Cooper.
Why is he so huge?
A giant Cooper has just inflated from a piece of trash. Just out of a pile of trash. Specifically this green pile of trash.
Did he get
oh, that
radiated?
Was radioactive waste. How the fuck are we going to make it small?
And come just barreling into this party.
What?
That's my buddy.
So
yes.
The centipedes are all going to
oh my God.
Make rolls. Yeah. To stay safe.
That is what. So we're going to have a giant Cooper with us from now on?
Yeah, I guess.
That's awesome.
Oh. That's probably how the cat got so big, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, these are all attacks. So 28, 28, 22, 16, 17, 15.
Wait, they're attacks for the centipedes?
Yeah, so what's going to happen
just
right now?
Go?
No, it's Cooper's attacks.
Oh.
So as he barrels into them, they are going to take some crushing damage as well as Cooper's paws sort of beat them into a grate, becoming a nice little cheese gratery, soupish type thing. So a bunch of them are crushed a little bit. So pardon me while I roll some damage. So 16. Actually, will you do math for me?
Yeah.
35 minus 17.
Oh, shit. 35 minus 17, that's 12, right?
Thank you.
35.
No, no, that's not 12.
All right.
It's 18.
Cameron, do you want to get on the mic?
I just said a number.
35 minus 17 is 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just literally said a number.
All right, thank you. You guys are going to be in charge of the math while I roll. 9. 28 minus 9 is close. 19.
That is true. That is correct.
5, 8 minus 28, 20.
That is correct.
4, 8, 10 minus 25 is 15.
That is also correct.
7 plus 2, 9, 2, 21, 11.
What?
15. And then those two survived their saving throws. Great. So now it's a rubber band ball of you guys and a bunch of centipedes and just like a scrunchie. and the scrunchie is Cooper. So Cooper has been added to initiative, albeit it's large. New look, new me. Griana, it's your turn.
I'm still paralyzed.
Don't be mad at me. Roll a constitution saving throw. No one's fault but yours. You failed the roll.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the situation. Oh, good. Okay. A 2.
Another 4.
So get a 4 on that one.
Have a fun time.
Thanks, world.
Though you are paralyzed, you can feel Iga sort of concerningly rubbing up against you, like pawing your neck and speaking. You actually begin to hear small whimpering sounds.
Oh, my God.
Zill, it is your turn.
Oh, my God. Mama.
I am going to my sword.
I'm sorry, my sword. That's how Liz.
Can you teach me how to use a sword?
A sword,
maybe.
But
I'm gonna use it.
All right,
I'm going to use my sword.
I will send a pin to whoever can tell me where that reference is from. Great.
What?
I'm not going to say it now, because if they can tell me, they get a pin.
All right.
15.
Can I help the listeners out a little bit?
The key phrase again is, will you bring me back a sword? Yeah, that hits whatever centipede you're going for. Tell me what color.
Yeah. Whatever's closest to me.
All right, that's going
to
be purple.
Oh, hell yeah. 7.
All right. So you manage to sort of cut the end foot off of a centipede. Your first kind of cool action with a sword, actually.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
After that, Kai, it is back up to you.
All right, whatever's closest to me, I'm just going at it with my spear.
And I'm using all my strength for this, because mm-hmm. I'm almost died.
That was a 17.
That's going to hit. Roll damage.
Dope. All right. 10.
10 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a number between 1 and 7.
6.
Okay.
I almost said 8.
Alrighty. After that, it is back to the centipedes.
Haters,
sorry.
Back off.
Haters, back off.
Miranda sings a show on Netflix.
Haters, back off.
That's so,
my impression.
So, with the 7 that are still up, you are each going to have 1 on you, but 4 have swarmed Cooper.
Okay.
Oh,
so
my God.
I will be dealing with that with
Cooper's
an individual AC and
boy.
Stuff that doesn't
got
currently
big
affect
boy Cooper up in here.
What your normal Coop stats might be.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Because
he's
he
ginormous.
Drank the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, 1 attack on each of you means 2 rolls, 1 tenty, 1 mouth. Zill, we are starting with you.
Okay.
That is a 15 and a 12. So with added bonuses, they're both going to hit. So go ahead and roll a constitution saving throw while I roll damage.
I have an 8. And that's going to fucking fail. It's a 5.
Yeah, so
8. 8 and a 5.
And 10. You lucky son of a bitch.
What?
You take 12 damage.
Oh, hell yeah.
As I could have very easily gone over here. You take 12 damage as you feel a very distinctly, now very upsetting 6. To you feeling begin to take over your body, and you cannot, actually, yep, and you can't move. Sorry, babe.
Yeah.
Then the one on you, Griana.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
That's a natural 20, and then
what?
The other one doesn't hit, so that is going to be...
Am I gonna die?
I don't know. That's gonna be 8 damage.
Yeah, she's negative.
I'm -4. I'm at 4. So.
All right. So you are now unconscious. Okay. Your rigid body has now keeled over to one side and fallen stiff, still in the same position.
Does anybody have any good berries or anything?
I've got nothing.
And you are down.
I'm down.
You're down. You're unconscious.
Okay. I guess crying.
I guess crying louder now. Kai, 2 attacks on you.
Oh.
A 17 and a 14 with their added bonuses are going to hit. However, we'll recount your resistances. Go ahead and roll Constitution saving throw.
Oh, my baby. We're going to be closer than ever after this.
Okay, so...
you only need to roll 1 Constitution saving throw, by the way. Did I just see you roll 2?
Yeah, you told me to roll 2.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
Just 1.
Well, I'll do 19 plus 8 is 27.
All right, so you make it. You do take 10 damage.
Motherfuckers.
Okay.
Fuck.
And then...
I don't think I've ever been this low.
Well, I'm negative.
Or it's just been a while. Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm coming for you. Don't you worry.
Mm-hmm. Griana's spirit is crying.
Alrighty.
Are we near Melvin?
No.
Oh.
You're not in his cat zone. And Melvin will not leave this archway, by the way.
Yeah. Thanks, Melvin.
Cool. So we are back to Cooper. Cooper's just going to sort of paw at what he can, and that's that is 3 of them. So that's going... I'm just going to resolve that very quickly.
They're going to make an attack on me next
turn. They're all going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I'm going to die. You don't even want to know what character I'm going to make if you fucking kill me.
Oh, wait.
You don't even want to know.
Oh, God.
Bustin'
wanna know.
Jeeber. Bustin' Jeeber.
Justin Bieber.
And then I quit.
I love that.
Bustin' Jeeber. You're on the scene.
Hey, guys. It's Bustin' Jeeber. Got sent from a... I'm actually Griana's cousin.
45 minus 14. 45 minus 14 is 31. Alrighty, so Cooper's got some paw action going on. Mm. With one, he scoops up with one paw a centipede and straight up no mercy, 2K17, bites its head off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Cooper!
Dope! So, that's
you see that happen.
Boy.
And then with his other paw, he swats and tosses 2 of the centipedes.
Whoa!
To the right across that room.
Oh, Cooper, you're fucking killing him!
Brianna, it is your turn. Go ahead and make a death saving throw.
Oh, first time. Oh, shivers.
Also, doesn't a 20 count as 2 successes?
Yes, and a 1 counts as 2 failures.
10.
Duh.
Oh!
Thanks.
That is fucking one success.
God. It's 1 success.
Okay. A success.
So remember, 3 successes, you stabilize,
okay.
And you're just unconscious.
Okay.
3 failures, and you have passed away.
What? Do I roll again?
No, that's the end of your turn.
Yeah, right. 3 successes, you're up to 0.
Right.
Okay. I have to make a constitution saving throw.
Yes.
So. Where's my 20? A 14 plus a 3. 17.
Yeah, you're out.
Okay.
Your move action is, of course, getting your body back up, unfreezing. Tell me what your action's about.
All of them are still alive. One of them
one
just
of
died.
Them, one of them has died.
And there's 4 by us?
Yes.
I'm freaking the fuck out now. I made a promise to myself. I wasn't going to lose anybody else. And now Griana's down for the count. So I'm going to go by her. So there's 2 on her?
I would like to describe this as 4 of them being in the rubber band ball. That is you, Kai, Cooper, Brianna, and
okay.
4 5-foot-long centipedes.
Oh, my God.
You are tangled hair.
I just want to look
disgusting.
Something up real quick.
You are spaghetti.
Can I just look? I just need to look up one of my spells.
Cooper is the meatball.
Oh, my buddy.
You can have Cooper back now.
Sorry.
God, Cooper, you're so cool.
Because I want to use a spell, but I want to use it as a higher level, so I just got to see what the dice is for that.
You hear Igas cries.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just look it up for me? Can you look at magic missile? My thing is so the website's so stupid on.
God, this is so. I'm stressed, you
me
guys.
Me too.
I think it's just 1d4 extra for how many ever.
Higher level, when you cast a spell slot using second level or higher, you create one more dart. So it's another dart of 1d4 plus 1 force damage.
Okay, so I'm going to use it as a third level spell, so I'm going to use 5.
So, okay.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to aim.
Wait, hold the fuck up.
Wait, what is it?
Yeah, no, 5, you're right. Hold on, sorry. Yes, you, correct. Okay. Correct.
I want to hit, how many are near Griana? Like, most, on her?
Yeah. What?
I would say it'd almost be, like, aiming at centipede segments at this point.
Yeah, fuck it then.
You know? Because they're all crossing over each other. They're tangled around your feet.
15. 15 damage.
15 damage.
Oh, shit. I should have spread it out.
No, I'll take it. Roll a d4.
A d4?
Yeah, and that's going to be how many it hits and how it gets dispersed.
Where's my... Oh, okay. 1.
Okay, so that's just means it's going to go all on one.
Okay.
Roll another d4 for me.
3.
All right. So you have your magic missile sends segments of a centipede through the grate and into beyond. The missile and the centipede
disappears. It is
mush.
Bye.
Yes. See you never, fucker.
Oh, my God.
Kai, it's your turn.
Wait, what was that extra d4 for, though?
Centipede it was going to hit.
I do this.
And they all have varying hit points, so.
I give Cooper's Tail a high five, and I go with my spear at the closest one to me.
All right, go ahead and roll.
That is going to be an 8.
Yeah, so that's not going to.
I don't add anything to it, right?
No, you do. You do add.
Oh, fuck, what do you add?
You add your strength.
Well, then in that case, it would be a 13.
So that's going to hit.
Okay.
So then you
can't
roll
damage. Sorry. I'm so rusty.
Roll 1d6 and add your strength, and that's the damage.
Okay. 2 plus 5 plus 2. That's because I get plus 2 to all damage. That's 4 plus 5 is 9.
9 damage. All right.
Oh, my God. Look how rusty I am.
All right. All right. So you whack another centipede. You still have no idea who's where in the fight. There are 3 centipedes up right now. There are 4 targets sort of available. Carly?
Yes.
I would like to play a game. What? Choose a number on the d4. If I roll it, one of the centipedes will be attacking you. If not, luck's on your side.
3.
You are the one who has not been attacked this turn. So you are not going to take an automatic fail. Ooh. That means that Cooper... Kai,
thank God.
And Zil, you are all taking one attack.
I have 6 hit points.
Oh, my God.
So,
15.
Kai, we're going to resolve yours first. 2 attacks. That's a 19 on the tentacle roll, a constitution saving throw, and the one other one failed. So, constitution saving throw, please.
12 plus 8 is 20. Unnatural 20.
You are fine. You take 4 damage.
All right.
Zil. Mm-hmm. Which, this dice and this dice sound good?
Sure.
That is a 1 and a 15.
Oh.
So, you don't have to worry about any DC saving throw.
Thank God.
You are going to take
15 hit points of damage.
You lucky motherfucker. That's 5 damage.
Oh my god.
Oh yes. Works up.
5 damage. Yum. And Cooper deals with the attack on it. I did that while Sid was rolling.
Works up.
So then it is Cooper's turn. Cooper,
our Lord and Savior.
I was actually doing pretty well of not hitting you guys and only hitting centipedes, but
our mutated Lord.
He's only going to be able to to attempt to attack on 2 this turn. One is a critical failure, and 1 is a 19. What is happening
to
me?
Fuck.
It's my coop.
So 1 obviously is not going to hit, and then the other one is going to hit and throw to the other side of the room. So that is that's going to be brutal. So, yep, bye.
So Cooper paws another one, sends it flying. It is dead and gone.
So we have two more left to take care of.
You have four.
My little four. There's giant two on the walls.
Superhero.
And after that, Griana, please roll a death saving throw.
Okay. 17.
Yes. That is your second success. Woo. Please mark it.
Whoa. Wow. Okay.
Oh, sorry. On the centipede's turn. Yeah, because the centipedes just went. Sorry, these are coming back. They're not attacking, but they still
are. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Zil.
Where am I again?
You're in the rubber band ball.
Okay, yeah. Fuck it. I'm just going to do the same shit I did before.
Worked last time.
10, 12, 14 this time.
Okay.
And then do you want me to roll another d4?
Yeah.
Two.
All right, so split between two.
And then do you want me to roll again?
Nope.
Okay. So seven each.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You lucky bitch. You have bolted another one into the great beyond that is beyond the grate of this sewer.
I want to move.
Oh, you'd like to move?
Yeah.
You'd like to move outside the rubber band ball.
I think I might want
to
do that.
So you do that. Where do you move to?
Maybe I want to move a little bit more near Melvin, maybe.
That's a novel idea.
I've just kind of been waiting for it to clear out a little bit.
You just move into the Mel zone?
Yeah, Mel zone.
All right.
Just going to chillax there, maybe pull up a nice lawn chair.
All right, so you move into the Mel zone. Mel's not attacking you, so that seems chill. Kai,
pet.
It's your turn.
Give him a pat.
No, you're actually
I don't.
You don't.
I don't actually give him a pat.
Okay. I have an idea. I get the and now that some of the chaos has cleared a little, I'm getting back into my senses. I pull out a rat and a stick that I have in my bag. I turn to Melvin and I go, "Kitty, kitty, want a rat?" And I drop it right near the centipedes.
Roll an animal handling check.
Cooper would be like, what?
Wait, I could speak with animals.
Yeah, I speak with animals too. So they
that's an action in itself.
Cool. So, that is an action. So you can use that, but it's still going to be animal handling.
No, it's like built into who I am. Like it's not, I don't have to use it as
we'll talk about that later. Okay. It's still an animal handling check.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, what do I add to animal handling?
What's your skill in animal handling?
Should be in wisdom. If you don't have anything, it's your wisdom modifier.
Yeah, plus one. So that's a 16.
Yeah, no, it's not Melvin's turn, so you will have to see what happens. So at that point, our centifriends get to take their turn. Carly?
Yeah.
Would you like to play a game?
Yes. Oh, God. Two. No, Jesus. Oh, great. So. Awesome. Yeah. She rolled a two.
But hey, it's only one. It's only one.
That's false. That's two attacks.
Oh, shit. That's two. Oh. So you're 2-2.
So a centipede has, since your body, it froze in the place that it was in when you were mid-battle. So it's sort of, legs, arms out. You began
Looking
to
really
feel
badass.
A centipede coil around your body.
Ew. Ew.
It has wrapped itself around you.
Oh.
You two are cuddling.
No, we're not. I would never cuddle.
And with that, it takes a huge bite into your neck.
Oh.
Ow!
And you feel its tentacles digging into your sides.
Hey, someone help me.
Brianna.
What?
Please mark two failures on your death saving throws.
Oh! What?
What? Oh. Fine.
Ooh. I don't know. Zoe 101?
All right, and then one's going to attack.
Oh, God. Someone dragged my ass out of there.
One's going to attack Cooper.
Don't you hurt my baby.
And then the other two are...
That sounded like a different person.
Grian, I have really great news.
What?
One would have attacked you no matter how many you roll. It's not in the rubber band anymore.
What?
So...
thanks, Zil.
Zil, you in the zone. You fine. Kai, one attack. Cooper, two attacks. Okay. So, that's a 5 and a 4 on Cooper. Cooper's fine. Oh, and then Cooper's fine. You, one attack. That is a 20 non-natural and an 8. So that's not going to hit, but I need you to roll a constitution saving throw. You'll be taking 6 damage.
8 plus 13, 21.
So you're fine, but you're going to take...
I'm at 5.
Did I say 8 or...
You said 6.
6, okay.
Now I am at 5 hit points.
You also have a movement action along with an action.
Well, it was not her turn at all.
Oh,
so,
I'm just saying. I forgot about that.
That ends the centipede fun.
My God.
What?
At this point, it is to Melvin, who stands in his archway. And at this point, Cooper takes... the centipede that is gnawing on Griana and is straight up biting at it to attempt to help Griana.
Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Cooper is wizened, has an emotional attachment, obviously, to all of you.
Oh.
So he's going to hit, and he does.
I feel like Iga should, like, crawl out or something and go team
Need
up
some
with
waste.
Cooper. No. Yeah, go
and actually, like, kills the one that is wraps.
Mama.
Its remains are still on you.
That's fine, as long as it's not gnawing on me.
But it has now. Cooper then takes your collar in his teeth and has began dragging you away from the rubber band.
Cooper, thank you. It's about damn time.
You're coming towards the ladder, so you're actually kind of here. Ignore that.
Okay.
And then Kai, you are in the middle of this dome, alone.
Okay.
Surrounded by 2 centipedes.
Just 2?
Yep.
What?
Okay.
Carly Strait.
What?
Oh, shit.
I don't kidding me. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Would you like to end the session now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Carly, I need you to make...
a decision.
No.
Oh.
A death saving throw.
Okay.
That'll either stabilize you...
oh, my God.
Or kill you outright.
Oh, geez.
Don't be... what, you're giddy?
No, I'm not. I'm nervous.
Oh, I'm nervous.
So, I give you free reign of any d20 on this table.
Well, I'm going to use mine.
Spread them all. Okay.
Any d20 in the room.
Any.
Oh my God.
Oh my. I don't want to do it.
Okay. I don't want you to do it either.
Oh yeah, never gonna let go.
Never been that scared in my entire life.
Oh, really?
And that's Sid talking. That's not good.
Griana?
Oh, my foot fell asleep. I don't know how. Yes?
You have stabilized. You will no longer need to make death saving throws.
But you're unconscious.
Oh.
Zil, it is your turn.
Oh, my God. It was like the Cubs won the World Series.
You're chilling with your melon in Cedar Rapids.
What's up, dude? I'm going to cast... magic missile again. Fuck it.
Okay. It's ranged. Smart.
Yeah. 10.
10 damage?
10 damage. No more third level spells for the day.
I want to... okay. Roll. Do you want to do 1 or 2? You can tell me how you split them. There's one that's slightly worse looking, and there's one that's actually very, very healthy looking.
Both.
Okay. Split even?
Yes.
How many to each?
5.
Oh, sorry. I thought you rolled a different number. Sorry. All right. Okay. So you are taking a ranged approach. Kai, it is your turn.
All right. I am going for whichever one's closest to me.
Yes.
How far away is Griana from me? How many feet?
35.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I take my spear and I aim for whichever one's closest to me, and I just, like... dig in and slit down.
Roll, baby.
Roll, baby, roll. Oh,
off the chart.
I am like post nervousness, like trembling.
This is why I have a dice box. So yeah. It doesn't.
I'm sorry I didn't bring our dice trays today.
21.
That's gonna hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Here.
1d6 plus your strength.
That's gonna be a 5 plus 2 plus 5. That's a 12.
Alrighty. You crush into it.
Fuck yeah, I do. Bitch.
Eliminating it from playoff contention.
Just grab it.
So I'm at zero right now.
Slice it down.
Yeah, you're straight
belly.
At zero.
It's guts everywhere.
And now it is just you and one centipede squaring off.
Let's go, baby.
Oh and my it's God. The centipede's turn.
Okay.
All right, baby.
So. Two poop dice. One of Liz's.
Why'd you buy those?
I didn't. Katie Mae gave me the poop dice.
Katie Mae.
Mm-hmm. So remember, I each gave you three sets.
You gave us two.
Right. Two 14s. So they're both going to hit sets. You.
I got them.
But I have a, my AC is a 17.
I know, but with the bonuses, they're going to hit you. They're
that's right.
Two raw 14s.
Bonuses.
Go ahead and roll Constitution saving throw.
All right.
I believe in you.
A 26.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that.
Are you documenting your...
Yes.
Your 17.
You're taking 9 damage. What? Yeah, with your resistances counted.
Encounters.
All right, well, I'm at -4.
What?
Zill's the only one standing.
We're back at it?
I'm at negative okay. fucking 4.
Let's go. Come on, Cooper. Let's go. Come on. I got 1 HP. Let's go.
Yeah, so at this point, it's Cooper's turn. And Cooper just watched... Kai crumble to the ground as a centipede tries to devour her. And Cooper's gonna have none of that business. None of that business. So it's actually a more of a run and tackle sort of thing. So you see this quick dart snaking, because Cooper's maintaining his like quick ferret action, right?
Yes.
And barrels into this centipede.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Past you, across the thing. So now they're squaring off in the far corner of the room. And then it's going to roll. 5 plus 4 is 9 plus 2 is 12. And Cooper seems to dig in deep. And Griana, you are unconscious.
Yes.
Zill. Cooper, you can't really get a good sight line on the centipede because Cooper is, like, on top of it right now, and Cooper is half fur.
I think Cooper's got that one.
All right, so what do you do?
What do I do?
Then you may act terrified.
So I have two of my friends are unconscious on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I run up to Kai. She's closest.
Okay. It is within. It is a player's ability to try a health check.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do that. Check.
So there should be a medical or a healing skill.
Yeah, medicine.
Medicine, right? That's the word that I was looking for. You can use
5.
That. Cool. So you're doing CPR.
You're shaking her.
You're shaking her.
Wake up,
Kai. Griana.
Yes.
Just kidding, it's not your turn. Kai.
Wow.
You want to play a fun game?
Oh.
Roll a death saving throw, motherfucker.
I want to play a game.
1, 2 fails. 20, 2 successes. Less than 10 fail.
But I do higher. Have advantage on any saving throw.
Not while you're dead.
Not while you're dead, babe.
Motherfucker.
You're not enraged when you're unconscious.
You're not enraged.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You're the opposite of
my
enraged.
My spirit's also, enraged, that's for
we
sure.
Just a side note for... Future reference, rage only lasts a minute.
Yeah.
So we got to start counting turns.
Well, that's I have 4 rages, so if you want, we can just take 2 out. I was thinking about that, too.
So all right.
I got a 6.
So, Kai, please mark your first failed saving throw.
Oh, my God. Okay.
2 more. If on your next turn you roll a 1, you would be dead.
Oh.
And at that point, it is the centipede's turn. Centipede is trying to get a solid bite into Cooper. You guys can't really see that at all. And then it's Melvin's turn. And uncharacteristically for Melvin at this point, you see Melvin's ears sort of twitch and look at the action in the corner. And you see the excited prowl of a cat. And Melvin jumps over Zill.
What?
Right? You're just watching like a cat fly over you.
Over the Zill.
And bounds over to where Cooper and the centipede are. And it looks like perhaps a little bit of cat and mouse.
Okay. With Cooper?
Yeah.
Okay, my
buddy. So, and sort of the force impact, the centipede passes. The last centipede that you guys are aware of is no more. With Griana unconscious.
Yes. Yay.
With Kai unconscious. Zill, you are the only person to bear witness to the following events. Please roll a perception check.
Oh my gosh.
13.
All right. So here's the succession of things in which you notice. Cooper is being chased by a giant fucking cat.
giant fucking ferret gets chased by giant fucking
you
cat.
Watch as Cooper scurries up the wall you guys had climbed down of and disappears from the tunnel whence you came, and you watch Melvin leap after Cooper. In seconds they are out of sight.
Oh my god.
What? Cooper's gonna run the
and then
sewers.
You turn your head a little bit. Behind Melvin is a shaking, terrified-looking half-orc man.
We found you!
Great!
And you realize, it kind of dawns on you, that Melvin had been protecting something.
Oh.
And that is where we are going to end tonight's session.
What?